In the recent elections, the great state of Minnesota elected as representative one Ilhan Omar as a representative from the state of Minnesota to the House of Representatives. Omar. Remember that name. Omar is Muslim and took it upon herself to criticize Israel and, of course, indirectly the Jews. A clear and overt incident and, in the opinion of so many, an expression of anti-Semitism. No matter, the House of Representatives, the Democrats, of course, refused to officially rebuke Representative Omar and, as a result, failed to take a stand against anti-Semitism. Wonder why? On Wednesday, March 6, 2019, the Democrats held a private and heated internal meeting in which they debated whether to single out Omar, one of the first Muslim women elected to Congress, in a resolution condemning anti-Semitism. Typically Democrat, they, at that time, refused to do so. And then came Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to the defense of the weak-kneed Democrats, and of course Omar, stating in effect that this newly elected representative did not realize, or she did not realize, the impact of her words or their real meaning. Huh? To me, that is just simply incredible that Pelosi could go public with such outrageous statements and essentially tell our country that this representative from Minnesota and of We the People is not responsible for her words. What? In short, Pelosi is saying that a Muslim can get away with anti-Semitic remarks without formal rebuke or discipline from her very own party, the Democrats. Double standards, don't you think? Pelosi refused to condemn and speak out, but President Trump, of course, did not. The president tweeted as follows, quote, "It is shameful that House Democrats won't take a stronger stand against anti-Semitism in their conference." Boy, is it ever. Donald J. Trump, is it ever? And they won't, because the majority of Democrats, in the view of many, are in fact themselves anti-Israel. And consequently, the Jews. Well, that's a shame, isn't it? However much they seek to deny that, few Democrats in the House of Representatives will stand up for Israel. They will not vote for the support and defense of this free and democratic nation unless forced to. And they will not condemn unconditionally anti-Semitism and stand up against it, not just talk about it, but stand up for Israel and the Jews. President Trump went on to say the following, "Anti-Semitism has fueled atrocities throughout history, and it is inconceivable they will not act to condemn it." Inconceivable. They, of course, are the Democrats. Why don't they condemn it outright and stand up against it and discipline those who are, in fact, anti-Semitic, like Omar? And indeed, it is. It seems as though the Democrats are controlled in thinking, so much so by Islamic thought and priorities, fueled by organizations like CAIR, C-A-I-R, that is Council for American Islamic Relations. Anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, CAIR is, to the core. It is also hard to believe that so many Jews, especially those in America, are Democrats. And they support this party, which is against Israel and refuses to openly condemn anti-Semitism. How, so many ask, can you be Jewish and not support the land of Israel, the Israelis, and the Jews who have come from the diaspora the world over to their nation, the promised land, to live where their ancestors lived as the God of Abraham has promised? How can any Jew not support that? Well, they don't support it if they champion the Democrats' policies. We can well understand that an anti-Semite like Omar would not, by the way, thank you, Minnesota, for her, but certainly not a Jew and not an Israeli. According to a Pew Research survey, 79% of Republicans say they sympathize more with Israel than with the Palestinians. On the other hand, only 27% of Democrats do. These Democrats see Israel, the Israelis, and the Jews who live there as persecutors of the Palestinians. They refuse to recognize the historical right of the Jews to the nation of Israel. They totally ignore the covenant of God to Abraham, which promised this nation to his descendants, Abraham's that is, later to be known as the Jews. The word Jew comes from Judea, or to foster the return, the Aliyah, of the Jews the world over to the promised land. But happily so, as support for Israel among Democrats seems to drop sharply, and that's a good thing, this party once preferred by American Jews is quickly losing their support. And it really should. Indeed it should. The anti-Semitic, the Islamic influence is rapidly becoming a staple, even a priority of the Democratic Party. Israel has every right to question the continued support of America, especially if a Democrat president is elected in 2020. Or the Democrats once again take control of the United States Senate. That would virtually guarantee the end of real, all-out support for Israel by our once faithful and supportive country. There is a quality organization known as the Chosen People. It is an organization dedicated to the support of Israel and the propagation of the saving gospel through the Jew, Jesus Christ. The president is Dr. Mitch Glazer, a Messianic Jew, who penned a most interesting article entitled Anti-Zionism and Anti-Semitism. That article explains the differences. Glazer reminds us that anti-Semitism is the oldest hatred. There is, he says, a growing problem of modern and murderous anti-Semitism. This hatred of the Jews has existed for thousands of years, and it seems to be intensifying today. Glazer believes that anti-Semitism is satanic, the devil's invention. When, says Glazer, God called Abram to be the father of his chosen people, from that point forward, the forces of evil made the Jewish people the target of their fury and rebellion against God. That satanic hatred has resulted in one attempt after another to annihilate the Jewish people in each and every age, no matter the fact, says Glazer, that God has sought the world's redemption through the Jewish Messiah. All the more reason, thinks Glazer, that satanic forces come against Israel and the Jews, and at the same time come against the Christians, sooner or later, those who worship the redeeming Jew. While anti-Semitism is the hatred of the Jews, there is the other side of the satanic coin, namely anti-Zionism. And that can be defined as a hatred for the land of Israel, the state of Israel, which rose out of the ashes of the Holocaust after the Second World War, and, as a consequence, the return of tens of thousands of Jewish people, Aliyah, to the promised land. Ah, those anti-Israelites don't like that. There has to be a safe haven and a bastion of protection against anti-Semitism, and that's why the Jews return. Zion, the Promised Land, is rooted in Scripture, a land for the Jews, God's people, the covenant people, the promise of God to Abram, centuries ago. The return of God's people to the land of milk and honey was divinely inevitable. And from the beginning of the newly established state of Israel in 1948, Christians supported the return to Zion. You know the song, we're marching to Zion. Amen to that. Real Christians who took the Bible literally did so. They believed Israel was indeed the promised land of the Jews, and they supported the Jews in their return from both spiritual and humanitarian standpoints. Those Christian supporters were evangelical, of which I was one. Older evangelicals supported Israel. Younger evangelicals, and perhaps any number of other Christians, are lukewarm or indifferent to Zionism, and seemingly care not what happens. In fact, there is now the ever-growing movement known as secessionism, where the Church of Jesus Christ replaces Israel, and what happens to that geographical piece of territory really matters not. In fact, these people, and many of the younger so-called evangelicals, do not believe that biblical Zionism holds that God gave the land of Israel to the Jewish people through an unconditional, irrevocable covenant. They deny these Old Testament promises, which leads many to condone anti-Semitism and, at the same time, support Islamic and Palestinian objectives in the Middle East. This younger generation was born years after the Holocaust and the founding of the State of Israel. They do not have the same theological or emotional sensitivities as those who were born earlier. They had no understanding of the early days of Israel when Arab nations, time and again, rose up, took military action for the purpose of destroying Israel. They never understood that the goal of militant, jihadist Arabs from the Middle East was to bury every Jew in Israel at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. And my fellow Christians and conservatives, it still is. I would bet that the heart of Representative Omar from Minnesota would wish and believe that very thing. But then comes the promise of the great Jehovah, who made that Israeli covenant with Abraham, who warns, Jehovah does, warns the world, that those who bless Israel will themselves be blessed. That's a promise, including nations, by the way. And those who curse Israel will themselves be cursed, like Iran, and punished by this very same Jehovah. Assuming the promises of this God are true and unconditional, which I do, and I hope you do as well, I would not wish to be like Representative Omar or anyone like her. Anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism are two sides of the same coin. They may have differences, but they are inextricably linked. It is impossible to believe in one and not both. Even as anti-Semitism grows the world over, one brutal, murderous incident after another, you hear about it every day, do you not? The very same reactions occur with regard to the state of Israel, which is why the world, and of course the Democrats, ignore the violence against the Jews from murderous, jihadist groups like Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and others, which only fuels these twin evils, anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. Scripture, I do believe, makes it clear that it is the duty of every Christian to support the Jews and the nation of Israel. And that by no means implies that Christians should endorse the views and actions of every Israeli or Jew. Not at all. But it does mean that the scriptural admonition to honor the chosen people and the promised land, Israel, must be followed. It is the duty, the spiritual duty, so says the scripture, of every Christian. Do you agree? If the Democrats do not condemn Representative Omar and her remarks and her beliefs and anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, we, the Christians, should. And so should all Jews, even those who continue to consider themselves Democrats. Why? Why? If anti-Zionism prevails, anti-Semitism will only increase. Every Jew, no matter how lukewarm to Israel, should understand that. And they should join the growing ranks of Jewish Democrats who are leaving this party, this oldest hatred. Anti-Semitism, it must be clearly identified and resisted. It is satanic. It is intolerable. It is anti-scriptural. It is inhumane. And it is flat out dead wrong. I and my company will stand aggressively and condemn both anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism until, as scriptures promise, the Jew we love, the Messiah, the Christ of glory, returns. That, of course, is the firm and unconditional belief of every Christian, every real Christian. And I hope and pray you are one. For if you are, you will stand with Israel and the Jews. That, my Christian friend, that is your privilege. And that is your duty.